Track 6, The Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Finds from the Gloucester to go on show. The astonishing revelation this summer that Norfolk's Mary Rose, the Gloucester, had been discovered off the Norfolk coast made headlines around the globe. People will now be able to explore this dramatic find in a major exhibition to open next February at Norwich Castle, a partnership between the Barnwell brothers, who discovered the wreck, Norfolk Museum Service and the University of East Anglia. The last voyage of the Gloucester will dig into the story behind the sinking of the vessel and display key finds from the wreck, such as the bell which confirmed the ship's identity, alongside beautifully preserved personal effects that tell the stories of the passengers and life on board the ship. The exhibition will also share ongoing historical, scientific and archaeological research into the wreck and its importance. The Gloucester was carrying James Stuart, Duke of York and Albany, and future King James II and VII, when it ran aground off Great Yarmouth on the morning of May 6, 1682, following a dispute about navigating the treacherous Norfolk sandbanks. Within an hour, the vessel sank with the loss of many lives. The Gloucester represents an important almost moment in British political history, a royal shipwreck causing the very near death of the Catholic heir to the Protestant throne at a time of great political and religious tension. The exhibition will run from the 26th of February to the 10th of September.
Butterflies make £100,000 for a hospice. Visitors to Sandringham this summer have been treated to a spectacular art installation in the gardens, the Butterfly Meadow. Over 2,500 steel butterflies were handcrafted by a local blacksmith in support of fundraising for the Norfolk Hospice, Tapping House, echoing the poppy installation at the Tower of London a few years ago. Hand-painted blue to mirror the silver-studded blue butterfly often found in the county, with a suggested donation of £25, the butterflies offered a keepsake to commemorate the life of, or pay tribute to, someone special. The installation came to an end at the beginning of September, and it's been revealed that the project has raised over £106,000 towards the Tapping House Hospice during its time on display. The installation perfectly captured the poignancy of the work we do at the Norfolk Hospice, Tapping House, and within our local community, said Hospice Chief Executive Nicola Ellis. It gave people an opportunity to pause, reflect, and remember those who've passed away. It offered a space to grieve, but also a space to celebrate the beauty of life and hope for the future. The generosity of our supporters will enable us to continue to provide compassionate care to the people within our community who are approaching the end of life.
Paris, New York, Milan, Beechamwell. Norfolk brought a little bit of its own glamour to the glitzy world of Paris Fashion Week when Beechamwell Distillers Wild Night provided the cocktails at a swish event at the British Embassy. Partygoers were treated to the aptly named New York, London, Paris and Milan drinks using Wild Night vodka and Boudica gin. Key British and French players in the creative industries, media and music were among the guests. Steph Brown, co-founder of Wild Night, said, "We have been chosen to represent the UK at Paris Fashion Week with our Wild Night English Vodka and Boudica Gin brands. To be part of such a globally celebrated event, especially with its focus on great British design, really is an honour and a privilege."
From show home to showroom. Ever wondered what happens to all the smart furniture on display in new show houses once those homes have been sold? Well, Norfolk builder Allison Homes decided that it would be a great idea to give it away, and so donated approximately £80,000 worth of furniture to the British Heart Foundation, which will be sold in charity shops across Norfolk to raise money for the organisation. We're delighted and very grateful to Alison Holmes for their incredible donation. Our shops rely on donations like this one to continue raising money to fund life-saving research into heart and circulatory diseases, said Karen Wilson, BHF Area Manager. Rob Crossland, Construction Director at Alison Holmes, said, "We were delighted to be able to help BHF with this donation, and we're very proud that our contribution will help to fund such important research. We look forward to finding more opportunities to give back and support local communities."
Golfers chip in for Build. Build, a charity that provides social, leisure and learning opportunities to those over 18 with any disability in Norfolk, is £6,000 better off after charity Golf Day at Dunstan Hall Hotel, Spa and Golf Resort. The club's senior captain, Steve McKenzie, organised the event for 60 members and guests. "I wanted to help a small local charity with this year's Dunstan Hall Seniors Charity Day. And after a conversation with one of the members who volunteers with the charity and had seen the work they do up close and personal, I realised that Build Charity were a great fit," he said. "I'm grateful to each and every one of those who attended and hope the money raised can help those in need in the Norwich area."